Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a percussion layer stack with a crunchy sampler texture for old school jungle and DNB inside Ableton Live 12. And this is a really important skill, because in this style, percussion is not just decoration. It's movement. It's attitude. It's what makes the drums feel like they've been passed through some battered old hardware, but still hit hard in a modern mix. What we're aiming for here is a layer that sits under your main break or drum programming, adds mid-range bite, adds a little instability, and gives the groove that worn tape, warehouse, sampler vibe. Think classic jungle energy. Chopped, layered, slightly dirty, slightly unpredictable, but still punchy and musical. So the big idea is simple. We're going to build three parts. One layer for body, one for crunch, and one for sparkle. That gives us a percussion bed that feels alive, without overcrowding the low end. And that low end part matters a lot in DNB, because your kick and sub need room to breathe. The texture should sharpen the groove, not blur it. Start with source material that has attitude. You can use a chopped break, a percussion loop, a rim shot, a shaker, a conga fragment, even some metal hits or little bits from your own drum loop. If the source already has a bit of room tone, compression, or roughness, that's a bonus. But even if it's super clean, no problem. We can add the wear ourselves. Drag the audio into Ableton Live and only warp it if you really need to. If it's a drum loop, use beats mode and preserve transients. Keep the warp behavior light. Jungle feels better when you don't overcorrect everything. A tiny bit of swing or roughness can actually make the groove feel more human. Now take that clip and slice it to a new MIDI track. Use transient slicing if the source has strong hits, or slice by eighth notes if it's really steady. Ableton will build a drum rack with sampler loaded on each slice, and that's a perfect starting point for this kind of sampler style layer. At this point, don't try to recreate the original break exactly. That's not the goal. Instead, use the slices like ingredients. Build a 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI pattern and place hits where you want texture. Offbeats, ghost notes, little stutters before the bar ends, tiny pickups into the snare, that kind of thing. The idea is controlled motion. In jungle, a few well-placed fragments can do way more than a busy pattern. Now let's turn one of those slices into a dirty sampler hit. Open sampler on a slice that has a nice transient or a cool bit of tone. Set it to classic mode. Keep it to one voice so it behaves like a one-shot. If you want a really old-school feel, leave warp off. Trim the start and end tightly so you're focusing on the useful part of the hit. If the slice is too sharp or bright, turn on the filter and low pass it somewhere around 8 to 14 kHz. Then comes the crunch. This is where the sound starts to feel like an old machine pushing the sample a little too hard. Add saturator after sampler. Start with around 3 to 8 dB of drive and turn soft clip on. If you want a harder edge, try analog clip. Then add drum bus. Keep the drive moderate, maybe 5 to 20%. Bring in a little crunch, but don't go overboard. You can also use the transients control to shake the hit. Push it up if you want more attack, or pull it back if the slice is getting too spiky. If you want even more of that gritty, sampler-fed texture, try erosion. Use noise or S&H mode, and keep it subtle. You're usually looking for just enough extra grain to make the layer feel a bit unstable and alive. That's the sweet spot. Not wash, not fizz. Just enough damage to give it character. Now let's build the actual stack. You want three rolls here. The first is the body layer. This can be a filtered break slice or a low-mid percussion hit. Keep it mostly mono, and let it carry the rhythmic weight. This is the part that helps the groove stay grounded. The second is the crunch layer. This is your resampled, dirty, simpler sound. This layer is the personality. It should live in the mids and upper mids, where it can add texture and transient grit without fighting the sub. The third is the sparkle layer. This is your light hats, shakers, vinyl noise, little foley ticks, things like that. High pass these aggressively so they sit above the main groove and add air. They help the rhythm read on smaller speakers and keep the top end moving. You can keep all of that inside one drum rack if you want speed, or split it across tracks if you want more mix control. Either way works. If you're still building the track, a drum rack is a fast and flexible choice. If you're mixing more seriously, separate tracks and a bus can be easier to manage. Now let's talk groove, because in jungle and DNB, timing is everything. Select your MIDI clip and use a subtle groove from the groove pool if you want a little swing, or manually nudge some notes. Don't quantize everything perfectly. That can flatten the life out of the part. A slightly late ghost hit, or a note that leans back a touch, can make the whole bar feel heavier and more human. A good starting point is a swing feel around 54 to 58% if you're using a groove template. Keep ghost note velocities around 20 to 65, and let your stronger accents live more around 90 to 115. The exact numbers are not sacred. The point is contrast. Loud and soft, tight and loose, present and implied. Now group all your percussion layers into a bus. This could be a drum texture bus or percussion bus. This is where you glue the whole thing together. On the bus, start with EQ8. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 250 HE depending on how much weight your layers carry. If the mix is getting cloudy, cut a bit around 250 to 500 HE. And if the crunch starts to bite too hard, tame the harshness around 3 to 7 KHC. After EQ, add glue compressor. Keep it gentle, maybe a ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. You usually only want a couple dB of gain reduction, just enough to make the layers feel like one instrument. If you want more attitude, create a parallel dirt return. Put heavier saturation on that return. You can use pedal for distortion character, saturator with more drive, or even a tiny bit of redux if you want sample rate flavor. Blend that underneath the clean layer. This is a really powerful DNB trick, because it lets you keep the punch and still get grime. The big reason this works is that the clean layer keeps the transient intact, while the parallel dirt gives you weight and urgency, so you get aggressive without turning the whole thing into mush. Next, make the percussion feel arranged, not just looped. This is one of the easiest ways to separate a decent idea from something that actually feels like a finished jungle track. Use automation over 8-bar or 16-bar phrases. Open and close an auto filter. Bring in a little more reverb only on transitions. Push saturator drive slightly harder into a fill. Raise drum bus transients for a section that needs more bite. Move erosion a little if you want a metallic shimmer that evolves over time. A simple arrangement shape could be this. Start with a filtered crunchy texture in the intro, then open it up as you approach the drop, then bring in the full body layer and sparkle layer once the drop lands. Later on, strip one element away for contrast. Maybe remove the sparkle layer for half a phrase so the next return feels bigger. And here's a really important mindset shift. Treat the texture layer like a drummer, not like a static loop. Even if the source is repetitive, make it react to the phrase. Pull notes out before transitions. Add a little extra velocity on the return. Let it breathe. That's what makes it feel intentional. Once the stack is working, commit it. Resample it to audio. This is very classic jungle workflow. Print the processed layer, then chop it again. That gives you more control and often more character than endlessly tweaking the chain. Record a few bars, then try reversing a tiny hit, shortening a slice, duplicating a crunchy transient before a snare, or removing one note every couple of bars so the groove gets some space. That resample, rislessaire, recontextualize processes where a lot of the magic lives. It lets you catch the ugly moments that actually sound good. And in this style, a bit of ugly is often a good thing. If the layer feels slightly worn, slightly unstable, but still hits hard, you're in the right zone. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overstack too many percussion sounds doing the same job. Give each layer a role. Don't let the crunchy layer fight the snare. Carve out space if needed. Don't destroy the transients with too much processing. DNB needs punch. Don't ignore mono compatibility. Keep the low percussion solid in mono, and check the bus sum down if you need to. And don't go too heavy on reverb. Fast drums and long tails usually do not mix well. A few extra pro tips before we wrap. High pass the dirt, not the weight. Keep your sub and kick clean. Use drum bus carefully because a little crunch goes a long way. Try combining sampler crunch with filtered movement so the layer evolves over the phrase. Print any nice clipped or cracked moment instead of fixing it. In darker DNB, imperfections often read as energy. And one more thing. Think in DJ terms. If this is going to be used as a DJ tool, your percussion intro or outro should have enough motion to keep things moving, but not so much low-mid clutter that it becomes hard to mix. That balance is huge. So here's the recap. Build in rolls, body, crunch, sparkle. Use simpler, saturator, drum bus, EQ8, and utility to shape the old sampler vibe. Keep the groove human with velocity and micro timing. Process on a bus, and use parallel dirt for grit without losing punch. Then resample and reslice to capture that real jungle movement. Automate the texture so it evolves through the arrangement. If it sounds a little worn, a little unstable, but still knocks, congratulations, you've got the vibe.